I wish you peace.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Oh, the pink one.
Thank you. You just need the same color.
That helps.
You see that,
So I'm going to add just a little bit more lilt to this, the feeling to this. So who has danced the waltz before? Anyone? A ballroom dancer in here? So you really can translate that feeling into a musical piece. And really, when you count a waltz, you think 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So we want to emphasize the downbeat, and that will help give us that. If you're ever lost in a piece that's 3-4, you can always go into that, and it'll always fix itself. 1, 2, 3, 1. And maybe I can add a little to that as I play, just to give it a little more musical bounce. So think of yourself dancing a graceful waltz as we get into this. For sopranos and altos are singing in unison here. So right before you sing, the measure you come in is 1, 2, 3. Good. So we're breathing after peace, obviously, and then obviously after storm. So think about that as one long phrase, and if we're moving it enough, we should be okay on breath. Let's try that again, on, and we're accenting the first note of each. So on day, wish peace, wish come from storm. Give that just a little tiny extra push. So try that again at measure 5. 1, 2, 3. Initially, when we do this, warm, we're crescendoing that, cutting off on beat 1 of measure 21. Let's try that again so we can get that dynamic detail. Let's go from I'll be, that's pick up to measure 17. So after 2. 1, 2.
Through the dark of night and rain.
descending line there. It's a nice effect. So we have a sustained chord resolving to there. Good. Let's take it from and through. I always want to say though, but it's through. Okay, so here's bass, tenor, alto, and soprano. So one, two. Following that staggered breathing, it's one big decrescendoed phrase to the end there. So watch guide you. We don't need like a really strong D, but we don't want guide you. Guide you safely. Yes. Yes.
Can we hear the bass line in the last 3 minutes?
Oh, here. So you do. If you have the low note, go to that. Or you can do this. See? Try that one more time, basses. Ready, go. That's it. Lots of F down there will help. And then, as a reminder, we're crescendoing warm on page 3. And also, look at page 5. When we sing the word C in the middle of the page, it's measure 46. We're decrescendoing that. That is 5 beats. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. And obviously breathing after the word C. So if you haven't marked that breath, let's put that in there. let's go over that quickly. Also watch side on the bottom of 4 when we're holding that 3.5. So make sure that doesn't go too long and that you take that 8th rest to come in for and little something. Sometimes I write the word in before I turn the page just because it helps to think ahead a little bit. It's a bad page turn. Okay, let's get into that. So make sure you circle that 8th rest after side. Soft D after that. So we're doing 1, 2, 3, 1. And we'll fly. Yeah. Let's go from measure 30, pick up to 32. And when? So everyone's starting on the same note. After 2, 1, 2. So we're off on beat 1 of the next measure. So we're doing beat 2, 3, off. So cut that off and make that a little cleaner. Sometimes I draw like a little E to the next measure to remind myself to do that. Let's do that from and through the tempest. That's the middle of 5.
47.
Yep, 47, pick up to 48. Thank you. So after 2, 1, 2.
Through the tempest and the storm, I love you, oh, breathe me.
keep in mind we're going to the hum, nice warm hum of home, closing to the end for a hum, and then soft cut off there. Nice.
Could you review at 58 where the seconds are in there?
Yeah, let's look at those.
Trying to zoom that, I don't think I
So that would be. And then you go up to the top note because the alto is already here. So as long as you get to that note, you're okay. This day. So this is like an A minor 7 chord, and you're in the 7 in there. So that's what makes it challenging there. And on this day, where are the seconds at? In the middle here? Front row? Great. Let's try that with all upper voices. At 58, we'll have the altos and first sopranos. Slowly, 1, 2. Yeah, I feel like the phrase naturally does that, so let's specifically set that. From 48 to 52, we're crescendoing that whole phrase. Poco a poco. So let's take that with everyone. I'm going to get this transition one more time, which is much cleaner as we go into and we'll climb. So let's take it from 32 again. Pick up to 32, that's a middle of 4. And when? So we're going from here to here. So 1, 2. So I feel like the place that we're going to in that phrase, starting at 48, is storm. And then just the way it's written, it naturally does come down in volume. But to clarify that, yes. So that next phrase is the big crescendo. All right. Why don't we stand and do the whole thing, and then we'll move on to blackboard. You find yourself swaying start doing this. But you really feel when you're waltzing, you feel the downbeat very strongly. And you can translate into your voice. So if you grab a partner, it's totally fine. Thank you. else is there down here?
Can we
go over those endings.
Sure.
From to guide you.
Uh-huh. So you're hearing safe, and you're coming in here. So they're giving you your note when they sing toot, you're here toot. So you're really echoing what they do. If you think about it that way, you'll get it. You're just making this little B flat chord here. Good, that's sounding really nice, and I like adding that level of detail to it. You got it.